dictation, 4th of October, patient Kayla, K-A-I-L-A, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, date of birth 12/31/1990. Kayla Shepherd was seen for evaluation of possible hormone imbalance. Per paragraph, she gives a history of irregular periods and frequency of urination, and has had an intermittent breast discharge since the birth of her youngest child, almost five years ago, per paragraph. She has seen a gynecologist who recommended the oral contraceptive pill, but she was reluctant to take this medication, per paragraph. She has fluctuating weight and also has frequency of urination, per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise unremarkable. Paragraph, family history is notable for her mother having multiple myeloma, period. Her grandmother had hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, colon, she has three children, age 10, 8, and 6, and works from home, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for flight assistance. Evaluated paragraph on examination, blood pressure 118 over 70, comma, weight 152 pounds, the BMI is 28.8, period, the pulse is 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable and was no nuclear metanopathy, period. The house and organs were clear and the peripheral condition was grossly intact, paragraph. A number of lab tests were performed, including prolactin 11 of 4.52, comma, testosterone 60, comma, LH 6.8, comma, TSH 1.18. Come all within the normal range, period. The chemical profile, comma, was, and hemoglobin A1C was 5.1, comma, both normal, period, paragraph, impression. Irregular periods, comma, cause unclear, and galactorrhea with irregular periods. She also has frequency of micturition, per paragraph. I've discussed these issues with her and have informed her that she does not have a clinically significant hormonal imbalance, per paragraph. I've advised that she follows with her gynecologist with a view towards possible introduction of the oral contraceptive pill, and if her frequency of urination persists, comma, I suggest a urologic evaluation, per paragraph, in a dictation. Next patient is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Bramick, B-R-A-M-I-G-K. Date of birth, 12/13/1971. Margaret Bramick was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She's had an underactive thyroid for several years and has been treated with levothyroxine, paragraph. She states that she has problems with drowsiness, which lasts about 5 minutes and occurs three times per week, per paragraph. There are also episodes of hyperhidrosis, mainly affecting her neck, and she is perimenopausal, paragraph. Past history significant for hip replacement, comma, sleep apnea, and fluctuating weight, period. She has taken Etapex in the past for weight control, per paragraph. Family history is notable for obesity and gastric bypass in her mother, period. Social history, colon, she works as a clinical manager for home health care, per paragraph. Current medications, levothyroxine 0.125 milligrams daily, comma, lovastatin 10 milligrams daily, and omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General reviews, I was on the market for 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 118 over 70, comma, weight 208 pounds, and BMI is 39.2, period, the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was minimally enlarged at 1.5 times normal size at firm consistency period. The hearts of the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was mostly intact. Reported depression, hypothyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, small goiter, comma, hyperhidrosis, and sleep apnea in a perimenopausal woman. Paragraph. I review the lab tests, which included TSH of 7.65, comma, elevated. Feature 4.1.2. And previous TSH levels were partially suppressed. Per paragraph, the levothyroxine has been increased to 0.137 milligrams daily, and the master's return for routine follow-up is in about about 2 months. Per paragraph, next patient. End of dictation.